Welcome to Help Me Quit Porn. This is episode 42 for October 2nd, 2012. This is not your typical podcast. This podcast is for someone who knows they have a problem and wants to get rid of it. That's been plagued with porn for years, and now it's time to turn away and follow God. Welcome to Help Me Quit Porn. It's been some time since I've spoke with you last, and hopefully you've listened to maybe some of the other podcasts. I hope that I can help you out with getting out of porn like I've been able to get out of porn more recently. I've had a problem for many, many years, and God has really opened my eyes recently and given me some help in getting out of it. You know, I used to rely on myself to say, you know, I can get through this today and maybe tomorrow, but it never really worked out. Instead, I turned all of my hope to Christ and said, Lord, I can't do this alone. You alone have the power to give me strength to do this. And while it's not super easy, it is satisfying when I can get past it. You know, I've done this long enough, and now it's time to try something different. I've been down this road. What's the other road like? Years of being porn free, of being free from paying attention to things I shouldn't be paying attention to, looking at things the way I used to look at things. And it's going to take some time to cleanse my mind and anyone's mind that's been plagued with this same problem. The Lord gives us a way out. The Bible gives us encouragement. He shows us the way, and we need to stay in contact with Him through prayer. I'm not one to preach at you, but just know that this is how I'm getting myself out of porn. I hope that the same sort of things would help with you, and I hope to continue with you and try and help you in the same direction I'm going to get out of the same issue. Like I said, it's been many years. For those of you that haven't listened to this podcast before, it's been over 15 years, maybe over 20 years. It depends on time frame, but probably 15 to 20 years this has been an issue. So I want to encourage you to follow in the things of Christ. It all started for me on the road to recovery, by doing a devotional every morning. Now, some devotionals drive me crazy. Other times, they're very insightful and straight from God and very meaningful. But what you really need to do is first start a different habit. At least this is what works for me. Start a different habit, meaning wake up every morning, whether that be at work, whether you be at home, whether you be in the car, find some way to start pounding God's word into your mind. I listen to podcasts of different churches that I find that I enjoy listening to that are really helping me out. Life Church is one of them I like a lot. North Point. There's a bunch of others that I could name, but those are to name a few. I listen to those probably weekly. And like I said, it starts a habit and you start to want to hear more of that over time. At first I would have said, no way, I don't want to hear any of that. But then your spirit and soul start to yearn for that information. They want more of God, and they push you towards that instead of pushing you towards women, your bodily flesh pushing you towards women. Your soul starts to be fed and looks for more, similar to how porn can feed you and you want more. So I would encourage you, like I said, to start a habit. Start reading. It can be Bible verses every morning, can be some sort of devotional book, can be something that focuses you on God and puts your mind in the right mindset every morning. If you start that way, I tend to find that it helps me an awful lot. So I would encourage you again, start a new habit. Now it's going to take you 30 days or more just to get into that habit. Now it's just become a routine every morning for me. And when I wake up, I get to work, I read, and maybe pray at my desk. Nobody else is around at that particular time. And then I go from there and start my day out that way. Throughout the day, I try and maybe listen to some Christian music or something that's going to have some sort of godly influence. It really can be anything as long as it pushes you towards Christ every time. So I would encourage you to do that and then pray. Pray for yourself, pray for others, pray for me even to stop watching porn and stop being tempted by that. It's been a little while since I've looked at it, but it still doesn't mean it's not a temptation, and it probably will be for many years to come. But I've been down that road, and I know that path, and I'd rather not take it this time. So let's have a quick prayer, and that'll be it for this week. Lord, thank you for this opportunity to reach out to others that have the same problem I do. Help them have strength to force themselves to start looking at things that are not of this world, not of Satan, but of you, of God. Help them to focus on you every day and every morning. Make their mind new. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.